there's been a number of the shirt factories have been retained in their splendour. We have the Star Factory not far from that, wonderful apartments there, and we have the City Factory where we have major IT, a major IT company based in there. But unfortunately, this one, and sadly, has deteriorated to such an extent that the council's left with no alternative but to place a demolition order on it because it's solely and purely unsafe now, and for the fear of people being seriously injured or loss of life, there's an order on the developer or the owner of the property now demolished. The time frame isn't certain yet, but it is going to cause major disruption in the city. So the appeal is to the owner of the property to with immediate effect, get the bulldozers in so that we can have a bit of normality, particularly, you know, Derry is a thriving city in many regards, with many more car ownerships, and with that brings its chaos at times, and this will not help. So closely a major ulterior route, Letterkenny Road and Craigavon Bridge.
Given that that there is a ban now on through traffic between the bottom deck of Craigavon Bridge and the John Street roundabout, that is going to have a huge effect on traffic entering the city. Particularly, it has to be said, traffic entering the city from Letterkenny and Donegal.
Yeah, they will be forced now to go through Bishop Street, go through the inner city, to enter via the city centre. If they're trying to enter or go past the waterside area, so. There will be major disruption affecting the city centre, affecting trade. Diversions will be in place, and we can only hope that the disruption can be minimised to an extent. But genuinely, I would hope that, you know, this will be the first day that we have seen the cord in place, that the owner will take it responsibly and seriously and get that factory now demolished.